What's good, guys? You already know what it is. It's True to Size. You're now listening to episode 104.
It was a valiant attempt, but it was so off. It's fine. It's fine, though. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul. Now, guys, I felt bad, so here we go. Kind of looks like Maui from Moana, but is packing more heat than a sauna. Probably the nicest guy around, and I don't care what anyone says. It's the big Kuya from Time, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo, bars.
And photography game going up like a helium balloon. When boys try to talk to his daughter, just watch him turn to a goon. Give him some Jordan 3s and Air Max 1s, and he don't need no other shoe. Another big brother from another. Here's Mr. Q.
Yo. Bars.
Yeah, Alvin, bars. That intro off the top was really off, but it's okay. Like, people are gonna have to bear with us. It's fine. Very good try. For all the listeners, the guys cannot hear the music at all. They can't hear me in the mic. They can just hear our conversation. So that's why that sounded like that. But it's okay. It adds a little bit of character. You guys are good. You guys are surviving. You guys are hunkered down, man, and staying safe.
We're good.
Yo. That's good to hear. I saw Alvin had a Krispy Kreme delivery today. I was jealous about that.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was crazy. Haley hit me up. She calls me. She's like, "Hey, are you guys home?" I'm like, "Well, the car's outside." She's like, "Oh, okay, come outside." And she's like, "Bring Kaya." I'm like, "Cool, man." And then we open the door. They're in their car. And we see a small Krispy Kreme box on the side there.
Oh, that's so dope.
Great.
Oh, that's cool.
Made our day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so shout out to Abeluya and shout out to Haley Power for
doing that for us.
See, that's a challenge that I could get behind. The challenge should just be drop random things to make your friend's day on their doorstep and then drive away.
Yeah, man.
That's a good challenge. Challenges are just silly. That's a good one. It should just be a pay it forward challenge. Now Alvin has to drive to another friend's house and leave something cool on their doorstep. And then there you go. Maybe we just started a challenge.
Nice.
Ooh.
We've got a cute little show for you guys this week. Once again, we're only going to take bits and pieces from our regular programming, just so you guys have something to use to pass the time. But we do have some feel-good stories coming out of the sneaker world right now, so we do want to keep you guys up to date with that. And once again, we're going to end the show with a couple sneaker games to lighten the mood and give you guys some laughs. These guys have no idea what's coming. It's going to be a good week. But first, Alvin!
Fire round.
Yeah, it still sounds shitty over the phone. Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from @papa.lavina on Instagram. Thank you for sending in the fire round question. His fire round question is, what's one piece of advice you would give your younger self when you were getting into the sneaker game?
Oh my god,
that's a very good one. Joel, do you want to hit that one first?
Well, I didn't hear the question, man.
Oh,
my
I apologize. I apologize. The question was, what's one piece of advice you would give your younger self when getting into the sneaker game? I guess he didn't hear that either. Alvin, go ahead.
When getting into the sneaker game, basically, man, I was going to say pick and choose, but early on, you don't really know what you're really into and you don't really care to tone down your selection in the first place.
Yeah. I know
so,
what you mean.
I mean, spend your money on sneakers, but at the same time, put more money into savings because life happens, and it's just instead of you having to sell shoes, you could just probably use your savings. I'm saying
that's a good one.
Just that. Yeah.
I think we all made that mistake. And I like what you said, where you said don't narrow down your buying. Cause like you said, when you're first getting into shoes, you want to buy a bunch of different things so you can find out where your niche actually is. You have to have that time to kind of discover like what you want. I'll go
like,
next.
The more you get into the game, like it's the more you get into it, like you'll see what you actually like and what you're not wearing and all that shit. So then you'll be able to like tailor down your selection and shit, right?
Yeah, you need to go through that feeling out phase for sure. I'm gonna go. Yeah. I'm gonna go next so Joel can get a gist of what the question actually is. If I could tell my younger self something, I would tell them to keep all those SBs you sold for super cheap because right now you could be retired. No, I'm kidding. I was actually going to say something similar to Alvin, like just kind of like don't put it all into sneakers. It's actually something that we kind of did later on. It's just mostly make connections and make friends, I think would be my main thing. Like it's no fun doing this alone. Like it's no fun being that one guy in your friend group who's into shoes so you don't have somebody to talk to about it. Like form your own little community like we did, like with us three. And yeah, just make friends with a bunch of people. It's a lot more fun. Like we can tell you firsthand, this thing is so much fun when you have a whole entire community to kind of like interact with and socialize with. It's like a little neighborhood. So that would be my thing. Make as many friends as possible. And those friends also come in handy too. Not to say that we use our friends, but it comes in handy sometimes having a lot of friends in the game. So that's what I would say. What do you think, Joel?
Okay, so I think I know what you're talking about.
You figured it out.
I figured it out. But yeah, it's like you got to just take little bits of pieces of like, you know, of what Kumar said and then of what Lauren said. And you know, just go with your gut. You know what I mean? Like whatever you feel like buying, just buy it. Like who cares what the next man says? Like, you know what I mean? And it's just all about you. Like the way you start your collection is a reflection of yourself pretty much. Right. So, you know, there could be like some hype stuff, like some stuff that's hype, but then there could be some stuff that's just a reflection of yourself, of like what you like. And pretty much it's just go with that. Just go with that gut feeling of like, shit, should I buy this? Or what do you think? There's no, what do you think? It's what do you think yourself?
Literally.
You know what I mean? So yeah. So if you like it, fuck what everybody says. Buy it, man. You know what I mean? Just be you, man. And definitely for sure, you'll definitely break necks left and right.
Exactly.
Whenever you rock your shoes. So just be you. Just be yourself. That's all it is.
And like you said, that kind of goes hand in hand with what we all said, too. Because when you're being yourself, that's when you find other people who are also being themselves.
Exactly.
And they like the same shit as you. So you make the friends. And then when you're being yourself, that's when you start to explore, like Alvin said. And yeah, like it's a little bit of everything. So that's good. It's a good way to round it all out. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super Burcute.
Super Burcute. I was going to let Joel go first, but I don't know if he can hear me. So I guess I'll go first while he figures out his microphone situation. So my pick this week is a Nike Dunk SB. Big shocker there. It's the images started to pop up online over the weekend, I want to say, and it's the Nike Dunk SB Low Ben and Jerry's collaboration, a.k.a. the Chunky Dunkies. Oh my God, I love that nickname so much. So the shoe itself is modeled after the, I guess, the tub, the Ben and Jerry's tub. So they have like the cow on the side. It has like the pastures with the blue sky and the green hills. And then you have like the cow pony hair print along the mud guard and the heel strap. The details on this shoe are like crazy. The lining is like a tie-dye. The heel where it says Nike is in the Ben and Jerry's font, so like the bubble letters. Yeah. And then along the heel as well has the clouds from the tub, but they're like
so
stitched
dope.
Into the actual material. It's so cool. And then my favorite, obviously, is the tongue tag where it just says Chunky Dunky. Obviously, it's supposed to be like Chunky Monkey, one of their signature flavors. Just an all around like incredible shoe. The swoosh that's like melting or dripping is like amazing. There's not much I can say about the shoe. It's going to be a future classic. It's everything I love about Nike SB is in this shoe, like the detailing and the story and all that is just knocked out of the park, perfectly done. And it's unexpected too. Like, what kind of shoe brand collaborates with an ice cream? Like, just all of everything about it is just amazing. And if you look really closely on the inside of the tongue, it looks like they have the Ben and Jerry's logo as well. So that's a cool little touch as well. But yeah, these are a whoop-de-whoop for me, apparently releasing this summer. I saw somewhere June 20th. I'm not sure, like, until Nike says it's coming out, I'm not going to hold my breath. But sometime this summer for regular Dunk SB price, whatever that is now, 140, 160, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, whoop-de mother effing whoop for me. Joel, you can go ahead because I like your pick too.
All right, so okay, let me get back out. Oh man, how do I get out of here? Okay, so my pick is the New Balance 1500 Animal Pack. But yeah, just like going on with your zebra print on your dunks, these ones are zebra and leopard. It's predominantly it's all brown, like dark brown leather. The toe box is leather with mesh, like brown meshing and whatnot. It's got the zebra print on the heel counter as well. There's lots of hits of zebra print and the leopard print. But yeah, these are so dope. These are so clean. It's subtle hits, so it's not like an all over.
Yeah, it's really like well an done.
All over animal pack kind of thing. These drop. Well, there is no date yet, but it's somewhat. I guess sometime this year, hopefully.
Oh, I think maybe yeah. Soon. It seems, yeah.
$200, $200 US. So it's probably, you know, average price for a 1500.
Yeah.
But yeah, look out for them, man.
Crazy looking so shoe. This is the Kawhi. This is the shoe that he was spotted in, like during the playoffs or whatever last year. And everyone yeah, was seems like, yeah, everyone was yeah, like, yeah, oh my maybe. God, what shoe is that? These are crazy. Yeah. The Tiger King 1500.
Yeah. Tiger. Yeah. These are cool.
Yeah. These are really dope. How do you rate it, Joel?
Oh, I rate it super, super cute.
Super cute. This is definitely a Joel shoe. I can see Joel rocking these
for real, man.
With some jorts in the summer. Oh, yeah.
Jorts.
Some zebra jorts in the summer. Zebra, oh, man.
Oh, geez.
Some brown zebra jorts out here. Joel would kill it. Alvin, what's your pick?
My pick is the Kith X Nike Air Force Low.
Oof.
That was recently showcased on the Shoes Master cover.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, damn. It's a white Air Force Low. On the mudguard in the front, there's like a mini swoosh that's red. The midsole itself is like a patina, like so sexy.
Yeah.
The panel where the swoosh kind of starts has like Kith embossed into it. Which is like the subtle fucking details are crazy. The sock liner is like a red. It's looking like a velvet or like some sort of soft
premium something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you satin. Have like the obvious like, little. Oh, it might be satin actually.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. For and then real. You have like the subtle hints where it's like instead of Nike Air on the back, it's Kith and then the swoosh and then Air. You have Kith on the tongue. You have like Kith again in the midst in the insole. Like, I mean, contrary to popular belief, I love these, man.
Like, did somebody believe otherwise?
Yeah. I think maybe because like I fucking hated on the Supreme Air Forces so hard. But like with this though, like the just like the little changes that he did and like the subtle details he made it to make it Kith. Is what I'm a fan of. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't just slap like a small red box Kith on the fucking back heel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm a huge fan of these. And then like the red too. And then the mini swoosh. Like you can never go wrong with a mini swoosh. So
yeah, man.
Yeah,
these are available.
Is there a scoop for you?
It's a fucking scoop, bro. Shout out to Calby, though.
Yeah, shout out to Calby because he already scooped them for sure. He has a pre-order.
Yeah, man, he's got them somewhere. He's got them already.
yeah, these are really cool. Like you said, it's a lot. It's simple, like the Supreme, but it's a lot more details, and it's the materials what gets you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are really cool. I'm not even like an Air Force guy like that, but these are really cool. Next up, this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Like we've mentioned for a couple episodes now, not a whole lot going on, but there is some good news coming out of the sneaker world right now. So I don't know if you guys heard, but New Balance has stopped making sneakers. What? Gasp, gasp. What?
Yeah.
New Balance has begun making prototype face masks in one of their USA-based factories with the intent to scale up production to all their USA manufacturing centers, which is insane. That's so cool. This is going along with a $2 million US donation that they made to a COVID-19 relief fund in the US as well. So wow. New Balance doing big things. I guess that Made in USA thing is paying off after all because they have access to factories that are hyper-local, so they're not having to wait for stuff to ship in. So that's really, really cool. And I've seen other brands are following suit as well. But I think that New Balance was one of the first big steps, or one of the brands that made the first big steps into doing it. So kudos to them. And also, a sneaker store has started selling trees. What? Gasp. What? So, Courtside Sneakers out of Eastern Canada is running a different kind of raffle for the Purple Air Jordan 1 that comes out this week. So, to enter, you have to go on their website and purchase a tree. This tree is to be planted in your name for the cost of $1. That enters you into their raffle, and then you have the chance to purchase the shoe on release day. So far this year, they've done, I think, one or two other raffles like this, and they've already planted over 1,000 trees by using this method. Wow. So that's really cool. Good for them. It's literally the price of $1. Like, it means a lot more than a tag three friends and comment on this post kind of thing. This is really cool.
Can I buy more than one tree?
You can buy more than one tree, but it still only gets you one raffle entry. Nice.
I'm gonna buy a tree.
I bought a tree. No forest. I bought a tree. I bought one for the last one that they did as well. But I bought a tree for $1, man. Like, even if you don't win, it's a whole tree for $1. That seems like a good deal. I feel like I'm getting my money's worth with that donation. So I'm down for that. But yeah, you can buy more than one. They said on their post that you can buy more than one, but it still only gets you one raffle and tree. So if you don't want to charge on your credit card for $1, then maybe you want to buy 5 trees. Or trees, whatever.
Trees.
Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week, based off of a lot of the things that I've been eating while in social isolation, I want to know your guys' opinion. Is it hot dogs or is it hamburgers?
Oh.
What do you think, Joel? If you had to pick hamburgers.
Burgers, bro.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
No hezzy, no doubt about it. Wow.
No doubt about it.
Alvin, hamburgers. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hot dogs, because they're more versatile.
Ooh, what do you mean? Expand, please.
All right, so a hot dog, you can eat with a bun.
Yes.
Or.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Cook up some nice rice.
Uh-huh.
Cook up a fried egg. Boom, that's another meal.
Yep.
True.
Or you chop it up and throw it in some spaghetti.
Yep.
Boom, that's a protein.
That's another meal. That's a protein. That is a protein. Well, that wasn't the reason I was going to go with it, but I also agree hot dogs for sure. I don't know. I feel like hamburgers, you get more sustenance, and it's probably actual real meat. But hot dogs, it's just something about it, man. That fake meat with some fake cheese on like a with a bun with high preservatives is just like, I love it, man.
And then when you bite into it and the cheese burns the inside of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
The roof of your mouth.
Honestly, just make a cheese whiz. Fuck it. Just make a cheese whiz. If we're going fake, we're going fake, fake.
Yeah. Or you know when you bite into it and it's like really hot and you go and you do that. Yeah.
It makes no sense why that helps, but it does help. Like if you blow out, it helps. If you suck in, it doesn't help. You have to blow out. All right, that's 30 seconds. No one wants to hear us talk about hot cheese in our mouths anymore. So as previously mentioned, I do have a couple games that we're going to play. And they're actually both kind of hard. So I'm kind of prepared for us to crash and burn pretty badly on this. So the first one, inspired by our Disney trip that we took in the summer. So like the driving game that we played in Disney, but with shoes. So one person's going to say a sneaker. The next person has 5 seconds to say another sneaker that starts with the last letter of the previous sneaker. So, for example, if Joel says bread, that ends with a D. So I have to say Dornbacher, and then it ends with an R. So Alvin says Red October, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, man.
So you keep going until you're out, and then we'll start again, and that'll be the finals, and then we'll see how long that takes. And if that's quick, then maybe we'll do it again. If it takes forever, then we'll do it once. So I obviously, when you're saying a shoe, like it would be easy to say like breads and then it ends with an S, like everything would end with an S. So we'll do no S's, like not Dornbachers, Red Octobers, breads. We'll just do it with no S's on the ends. And we won't do like number Jordans or anything. So like, we won't do like Air Max 1. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll just do colorways or like themes or whatever. We won't do, because then we'll be here forever and it won't be any fun. So we'll just do like themes and colorways and nicknames and that kind of thing. Does that make sense? We're going to try this. If it crashes and burns, then we'll cut it out of the podcast and no one will ever hear it. By random drawing, I go first. Okay. We'll go me, Joel, Alvin, me, Joel, Alvin, me, Joel, Alvin. Okay. So you're after me, Joel. So I'm going to go Amsterdam. So M.
All right. I don't know. What the hell starts with an M? Milk Blazers.
Okay. So we'll just do milk.
Milk carton.
Milk carton. Okay. So we'll do N. Yeah. Alvin, N.
New Balance.
No, we just said you can't do that. Can you a brand?
Nike.
You do a nickname. Okay, this is a practice round. Try again, Alvin.
It starts with an N. What starts with an N, yo?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
Get it out of your system now so when we play for real.
Yeah, I know.
There's got to be something.
N.
N. I actually can't even think of anything either. Okay, so we're going to start this round over because that was disgusting. I think the goal now is just to go a full round, like make it all the way around. It's not even a competition anymore. Okay.
Well, E-E-E is something that starts with an N.
Yeah,
man.
Please give us something that starts with an N. If you're at home and playing, please feel free to play along and laugh at us as we can't think of anything. Okay, so I'm going to do undefeated.
So D, undefeated. Dornbacher.
Okay. Alvin, R.
R.
I literally gave one in the example.
Rejuvenate.
Okay. So E?
Okay.
Air Max Pack. Rejuve.
Yeah. E.
yeah,
E? What the hell is E? I can't think of anything that starts with E. I guess I'm out.
What is
E?
Etnies, man.
Etnies. Oh, that's also
that's a brand.
Okay, this game obviously did not work. This game was a crash. It's actually a lot harder than I thought. When I was thinking about it, I was naming them off like crazy. I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun. I was playing by myself, though. So it's a lot different. Okay, so that game sucked. I do have another game, though, and this game is for sure going to be a lot better because I made sure to kind of play it by myself first. So this one, I was playing a board game with my family the other night called, I think it's called Name 5. I don't know if you guys have ever played it before. So basically how you play it is you have a card with a bunch of different topics on it, and you have like a little timer, and you get a color, and it matches one of the topics, and then your team has like 30 seconds or whatever to name five like items that fall under that topic. So say it was like fruits that are red or whatever, and you'd have to be like cherries, strawberries, apples, whatever the fuck else fruits are red. So I did this, but with sneakers. So some of these are really easy. Some of these are not really easy. What we're going to do, because I have an even number of them, we can do, you guys are each going to get three.
Okay.
And if there's a tiebreaker, we'll fix it at the end. So we'll do it. So we'll say Joel goes first and I give him his. If he can't get the five, so kind of like Family Feud, if he can't get the five, Alvin has a chance to steal that point. And if he can name five, then he'll steal the point. But he can reuse whatever Joel has already done. But we're going to do a shorter time limit because you guys don't need 30 seconds because I know you guys are way smarter than that. famous last words there. So I'm gonna give you a topic. Joel, we'll start with you, and you have 20 seconds to name five sneakers that fall under that topic. I have a timer running, so you only have 20 seconds. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the first one is brands that have collaborated with Kith.
Kith. Ooh. Okay. What, do I start?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Nike.
Okay, one.
Supreme.
Supreme?
I don't know. New Balance.
Okay, two.
Coca-Cola.
Three.
Bill Cosby. No.
What?
Not Bill Cosby.
Okay, that's been 20 seconds. That's been 20 seconds.
Oh, man.
Okay, Kith has literally collaborated with anybody. That was supposed to be an easy one. Okay, Alvin. So Joel got three. So can you name two other ones?
Yeah, Asics and Moncler.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. He did Disney. He did everybody.
I was going to say that.
But you didn't. You said Bill Cosby. Did you mean Biggie?
Same person, no?
Oh, my God. Same diff.
Supreme. Supreme. When I said Supreme, my balloon just deflated.
Yeah, that was...
Okay. That's cool.
Okay, so Alvin has a point now. Yeah. Alvin, it's now your turn, so you can take a commanding 2-0 lead here. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. No pressure. Yours is brands that have done a Jordan shoe collaboration.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. A Jordan shoe, Parapata, or whatever. The artist.
This is so easy.
Soulfly?
Yeah, that's two. Okay, that was 20 seconds. That was 20 seconds. You got two in 20 seconds. You said Pada, right? That was the Pada 7s is the first one you think of when you think of Jordan collaborations.
Okay. Fours, though, no?
Did they do fours?
You said stores.
No, I said brands.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay, so you did Soulfly and Pada. So Joel, do you have three more? You also get 20 seconds. Brands that have done Jordan collaborations. Go. Three more.
Okay. Levi's.
Yes.
Supreme.
Yes.
And Virgil? Abloh, Off-White?
Yeah, we'll take that. Okay, there we go. Oh my goodness, both of you guys have had a steal.
Supreme!
Supreme finally did something for you. Okay, so now they're getting a little bit harder.
Oh, man.
It's tied 1-1. Joel, you're going to go next again.
Yeah.
This one is, it's not that bad, but in 20 seconds, you got to think on your feet. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, so this one is Off-White Nike collaborations that have air in them. Go.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that. Air Jordan 1?
Yes.
Air Max 90?
Yes.
Air Max 97?
Yes.
That have air. Air Force 1?
Yep. One more?
Come on, guys.
Oh, time's up. Time's up. All right, there's a couple more. Alvin, can do you think you can steal this one?
No. Air Jordan 5?
Yeah, there you go. You got it. There you go.
That's good. Supreme!
You could have thought Supreme 5s and you would have been halfway there. Damn.
Oh, yeah, shit.
All right. If you guys are playing at home, let us know if you guys were able to get all these. Because they're not, when you're thinking on your feet, it's not that easy. Trust me. Because I was trying to do these as well as I was going through, and I was having a tough time as well. So I don't blame you guys. There's no pressure here. Alvin, this is a hard one. So just, I'm sorry already.
That's okay.
20 seconds is on the clock. Alvin has a 2-1 lead. Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Name 5 shoes that Tinker Hatfield designed.
Air Max 1, Air Max 90, Air Jordan 3, Air Jordan 4, Air Jordan 11?
Yeah. Nice. Very good. That was good. Alvin has a commanding 3-1 lead. But it's not over yet. We still have a couple more to go. Joel, you need this to stay alive, Joel.
Okay.
Come on,
if you don't get this, then it's not good. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one's kind of easy, so you should be able to get it. But the other ones, man. I thought were kind of easy, too.
I was going to say. That's what you said the last
time. I'm sorry. All right, this one.
Okay.
Name 5 non-OG Air Jordan 3 colorways.
Oh my gosh.
Non-OG. Okay.
Non-OG.
All right. So, yeah, Do the Right Things.
Yes.
Cool Gray.
Yes.
Infrared.
Yes.
Non-OG. Dornbacher?
Yeah. Come on. Time's up.
Oh man.
You cracked under the pressure, Joel. Alvin, you have 20 seconds to name 1 non-OG Air Jordan 3 colorway. Go.
Those in wolf gray, like infrared ones with the black on it.
Yeah, sure. I know what you mean. Yeah.
The ones
that
sat on show.
There's Fear. There's Joker. Talking about Crimson. There's JTH Bio Beige. There's a million. There's so many. I think there's only 4 OG Jordan 3 colorways. So you could have just named everything.
I could have said Supreme.
You could have said Supreme, and it would have been close to right. Yeah. All right, so Alvin, Alvin has technically won, but this will be the icing on the cake. Okay. I do have one more. Are you ready, Alvin?
Oh, no.
Are you ready? You got this. Actually, yeah. it was inspired by a picture you posted recently. That's your hint.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
No pressure, though.
Fuck.
This one's easy. They're all easy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is catered for you, Alvin. I need name 5 non-Jordans that contain elephant print.
Fuck. Air Max 1, Air Max
90. Which model? Model.
Oh.
Yeah.
Air Max 1 Atmos.
Yeah.
Elephant print.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Air Max 1 2s.
Yes.
Air Max 1 Huff.
Yes.
Air Max 97. The Air Max 97s with the black and cement.
Time is up. Kashima. Yes, Kashima.
Oh, feel it.
You got 4. Joel, steal it. Steal it with the only thing that matters right now. Joel, you got to say it.
I'm going to say the no-liner Air Max.
Oh, my God. You just had the opportunity to scream at the top of your lungs to finish the episode. Supreme! And you did it. Supreme dunk low. Alvin wins with a score of 4-2. A very competitive round. Thank you guys for playing. That was good. I think we may try and play that again one time. Maybe I'll warn you guys so you have time to do some research. With some guests. Yeah, so we can fuck around with them and embarrass them next time. Yeah. Like that. as we mentioned, it was going to be a short episode. We just wanted to give you guys some content to mull over. We are going to drop another episode this Saturday, so look out for that. Thank you, and good luck to everyone who's dealing with this in their own little way. Make sure you're social distancing, staying home as much as possible. Go for walks, but if you do, stay far away from anybody else. No get-togethers. We'll save that for after. This year's Shoe Hall is going to be all that better because you'll get a chance to see everybody. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. You can find it at canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at ldoggystyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
And thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 104 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Stay clean, wash your hands, and peace.
Wash your hands.
That was a cute little one.
That was fun, yo.
Yeah, it was good. I told you, I was excited for that one. I thought it was a good game.
Really good. What it is that you got the countdown timer.
No, I know. It's so much pressure.
You're like, oh, shit, I got 5 more seconds. And you're like, what am I thinking about? I forgot.
Like, I own all these shoes.
Supreme.
Supreme. Kith X Supreme.
Yeah. Oh.